This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump is clearing out top brass at the Pentagon, including firing Air Force General Charles Q. Brown, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Trump is nominating retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Kane to replace him. CBS News national security consultant Jeff McCausland.
Many would fear the result may be a politicization of the military, whereby now we see military officers being selected for high position, not based on their experience, but based on their political affiliation to a particular political party, something that's never happened in the history of the United States, to the best of my knowledge.
Among the fired officers are the Chief of Naval Operations and the Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has ousted Fire Chief Kristen Crowley, citing faulty handling of the devastating wildfires, including choices she said Crowley made early on.
We all know that 1,000 firefighters that could have been on duty on the morning the fires broke were instead sent home on Chief Crowley's watch. These actions required her removal.
Hamas is expected to release 6 more Israeli hostages in a few hours, with Israel then expected to release 600 Palestinian prisoners. CBS's Deborah Patter reports from East Jerusalem. This is despite Israel's anger over a return of remains.
First, Israelis were subjected to the macabre spectacle of Hamas militants handing over coffins they claimed contained the remains of the Bibas family. Then, the gut-wrenching twist. Israel positively identified 4-year-old Ariel Bibas and his 9-month-old brother Kafir. But the third body was not their mother, Shiri.
The kibbutz where Shiri Bibas lived has just confirmed her death after different remains were returned from Gaza. The people of Germany go to the polls Sunday amid international concern that a far-right party could make big gains.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London.
Wir brauchen Remigration.
This is Alice Weidel, leader of Germany's far-right AfD party, advocating, quote, remigration, widely seen as the mass deportation of migrants. The anti-immigrant, anti-EU AfD, some of whose members spout Nazi slogans, could come in second in tomorrow's national elections.
In New York, the man accused of killing a healthcare CEO was before a judge.
Luigi Mangione appeared in state court Friday on charges of first-degree murder, terrorism, stalking, and firearms offenses in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Manhattan hotel in December. Prosecutors laid out evidence, and the judge gave the defense until April to respond.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn. Mangione also faces federal charges. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from,
we can be twinsies,
to,
how was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids, control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
The U.S. could be facing a hospital bed shortage in a few years.
Researchers say the average national hospital occupancy rate stands at 75%, 11 points higher than it was before the COVID-19 pandemic hit the nation. UCLA's Dr. Richard Luchter.
I think we're already starting to see the effect of this now, and unfortunately, unless we do something, it may get worse.
That means there's no buffer for factors including daily bed turnover or seasonal fluctuations in hospitalizations, he adds.
So you might start to see, you know, medication errors, delays in critical medications.
UCLA researchers say there needs to be a better mechanism for reimbursing hospitals, as well as an expansion in the pipelines for healthcare professionals. They also say private equity firms buying hospitals and effectively selling them for parts is contributing to the problem. Allison Keith, CBS News.
January's existing home sales fell as high mortgage rates and prices freeze out would-be buyers. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low in the low teens. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and mid-30s with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Where no one ever goes. Put it in your pants. Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
You sit around anything rash. Dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual.
Yeah. smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
could still be here, baby, lost in me. Now the night's alone and lonely, and I ain't too strong, babe. I just miss you so, and you're too proud. I won't give in, but when I think about all I can win, I keep working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that I live, get away, playing every day.
Started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN. Be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. My daddy in bed at time. Watch his hair bent.
so much. All you, still more. I need your love. Speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Preacher. your man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
rain in my shoes.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
WRJN.
Here she comes out there, morning, morning. Well, shoot 'em down, turn around, come on, morning. Yeah.
this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
Yeah. cafe was empty.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump has begun clearing out the top ranks of the Pentagon, including firing the top military officer, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and more, as we hear from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
President Trump fired the top Navy Admiral, Chief of Naval Operations Lisa Franchetti, and the Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force. The firings are part of Trump's campaign to rid the military of leaders who support diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Trump is nominating retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Kane to be the next Joint Chiefs chairman. Six living Israeli hostages held by Hamas are due to be turned over.